Now, postponed from a couple of weeks ago, but I'm now pleased to see that Margaret has recovered to present her monthly book review, which this time is a biography about Agatha Christie. So, welcome back, Margaret.
Thanks, Scott. It's good to be back.
How are you feeling?
Yeah, much better, thanks. And the hacking cough has gone.
Thank goodness for that.
Yeah, I sounded a bit like a guard dog.
Maybe we should have taken you on, didn't we?
Well, yeah.
Change you up outside, didn't it?
Just wave the cheque in front of me, you know, by negotiation.
Now, I think I'm right in saying that this isn't the book you really wanted to review, which I believe has not yet been published. So this was a kind of refresher for you so that you could be clued up in readiness for the new offering when it appears. Is that right?
Yes, I understand there's a new biography coming out this year by a lady, and I hope I'm pronouncing her name correctly, Nina de Grammont,
Crikey.
Or Grammont,
right,
if you sound the T at the end. But this one is it's just entitled simply Agatha Christie, a biography, and it's reprinted, was reprinted in 2017 by a lady called Janet Morgan.
Right. Now, when we discussed this book, you made specific mention of hoping to get some detailed information about the time that Christie went missing for almost 2 weeks sometime in the 1920s. But from what I can gather, this book doesn't really answer this question.
No.
Is that right?
You're right. You are right. It doesn't. The only thing, I mean, I think the publicity about this book, Janet Morgan's book, has very much emphasised that she actually did her research by talking to Rosalind, who was Agatha Christie's only child.
Oh, right, right.
So maybe this makes it slightly different from biographies that have gone before. And it will be interesting to see what sources Nina's book, that is due out later this year, has used. But apparently Janet Morgan not only had access to talking to Rosalind, but she also was given access to diaries, letters and papers.
But much good it did, I think, because initially it was thought that she had been kidnapped and feared dead. Her car was found abandoned several miles from home. All these years later, still nobody knows what it was.
I just wonder, we're still here and we're still talking about it. And it happened in the 1920s. Now, that's something, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It's something that's always interested me, what was behind it. I can't honestly say, until I'd read this book, I'd made a detailed study of it, but I'd heard some of the theories that it was the breakup of her first marriage and she, had a sort of nervous breakdown and really genuinely did not know what she was doing. But there's also a theory that it was one big publicity stunt.
Well, which is very possible, I suppose. But
yeah.
The fact it wasn't explained in this book, was that a major disappointment for you?
Well, it was. I was hoping that there might be something new there, that I'd not a theory, an idea that I'd not come across before. But having said that, it is a good read. And if you have only sort of vaguely heard of Agatha Christie's disappearance, I mean, it's just like something out of one of her own books, isn't it? Then I think you'll find a lot of detail in this book.
Yeah.
But for someone who wants to know more, this, I don't think, is the book for you, because it doesn't really add a great deal to what we already know.
Now, you've just said it's a good read. I'm reading some of the reviews. One said, I abandoned this book after 180 pages. It was so detailed, I lost interest. And I'm so disappointed. The only authorised biography of Agatha Christie is a snoozer, so dull and so disappointing.
Well, I mean, it's so detailed. Yeah, it is very detailed. But I think it needs to be.
Right.
I personally can't see that as a criticism of the book. I can't see why anyone would criticise it on that basis, because you're going to get other people, if it isn't detailed, saying it it's too brief.
Right.
It doesn't address the issue. So I think it's a case of condemned if you do, condemned if you don't. For me, it was well written. It kept me reading the book. A lot of it I'd already heard of. I'd already read in other articles or books. But nevertheless, I think she's done her research on this book. And I'm intrigued to know whether later in the year, when Nina de Grammont's book is published, whether there's anything new in that trumps this book, if you know what I mean. So it will be interesting to see what Nina's come up with. I would think she must have some new information because, you know, it's a subject that has been done.
Yeah. I mean, one of the things that here said to anyone who's a fan of Agatha Christie, that this is a book you'll want to read. And one of the other ones said it's brilliantly written. Janet Morgan's respect and recognition for Christie's genius and privacy evident throughout the book. This is a definitive Agatha Christie biography. Wonderful book, and I highly recommend it.
Yeah,
so you're in that pile.
Well, I am. As I say, I've not done a detailed study of Agatha Christie's life, but like most people, I think you go through times in your life where you're trying to read Agatha Christie's books because you really want to know what's kept her up there in the popularity polls for so long. If that is you, if you've read Agatha Christie, you've enjoyed her books before, or you're reading them at the moment, then I think this biography is a must for anyone who falls into those two categories.
Okay, so the people that you'd recommended this to, where should they get this? Should you give us all the lowdown on the book again?
Yeah, I mean, you can get it. It's round about, there is an offer on at the moment through Amazon where the hard copy is round about £11.
Yeah.
So, you know, Amazon, Waterstones or Smith's, it'll be round about the same amount. And you can also buy it in paperback.
Right. And have you chosen the subject of your next review?
I have.
Yeah, yeah.
And with the Platinum Jubilee in mind, I've picked a book about Prince Philip, not about the Queen. I thought I'll go for one that I've read quite a few reviews and comments about, and they're very mixed.
Right.
So I want you to add my two penneth, and it's Philip, The Final Portrait by Charles Brandreth.
Right.
And it was published last year. Again, in paperback, it's round about £11. It's in hardback, it's about £16. Mm-hmm. And you can also get it for £9.99 on Kindle.
Yeah.
Published by Coronet. And, there's been a few differing viewpoints, shall we say, about this.
What, the book
book. Right. And, of course, 2021, as we know, was the year in which Prince Philip died.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. Well, we look forward to that. We'll fix a time for you to come in and do that. And hopefully we won't have any incidents with illnesses or anything at the time.
No coughs.
Great stuff. All right, look forward to that. Thank you very much
indeed, Margaret. Thanks, Scott. Look forward to it. Thank you.